Last week, about 40 public safety officials from across the Aleutian chain to Kodiak gathered in Unalaska for a tsunami operations workshop. The goal of the conference is to prepare at-risk communities for what to do if disaster strikes. Alaska, along with Hawaii and Washington, is one of the most tsunami-prone states in the nation. But this is the first time that one of these workshops has happened here in the state. It was organized by the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, and it went from Tuesday through Thursday. Tsunamis can occur after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 or higher hits and releases energy into the ocean. So one of the major components of the event was planning for different tsunami scenarios, what to do if an earthquake happens close in or if it's farther away and gives community members more time to prepare. Cindy Preller is a geologist with the Alaska Tsunami Warning Center, and she says the most important thing to do is listen and take instructions from local officials.
Well, no matter what, every local citizen should listen to their emergency manager first. Now, they may hear stuff on the television or the radio, they may get stuff from my office, but what their fire chief or police chief or VPSO tells them is the most important thing. And what they may not understand is that we're actually talking to their fire chief and police chief, so they're getting instructions that are important to their area. But only the local officials actually know their local hazards.
She also advises people to avoid use of cars and to move to an area 100 feet above sea level. She says that people in tsunami-prone areas should count to 20 if they feel an earthquake. If the earthquake lasts that long, there's a chance that it could cause a tsunami. On Thursday, Preller went to the local school to explain the science behind tsunamis and talk about some of the warning signs.
Sometimes you can hear it before it reaches shore, a bubbling sound. Go ahead, blow those bubbles. Can signal that a tsunami is in store. Sometimes you can hear it before it reaches shore, a tsunami building up its strength with a thundering roar. Work those balloons hard.
While none of the children Preller spoke to had ever experienced a tsunami, some of the workshop attendees had. Larry Dirks lives in Unalaska, but he grew up in Atka and had to evacuate the village during the 1957 tsunami. That tsunami was caused by an 8.3 magnitude earthquake, and it damaged a number of buildings. It also left debris all over the island.
There was a big boulder like between two islands there, bigger than a house, and it just lifted that thing, that rock and the big boulder, and just tossed it maybe 300-400 feet away from it. So you can see how powerful that tsunami was.
Alaska's last major recorded tsunami hit in 1964. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.